Matt Kalish just compared winning sports bettors to bank robbers bragging from a prison cell.
Wait, what?
DraftKings co-founder. Still on the board. August 18th, straight out loud.
Unreal. Kalish and the bank robber line. Kiffin handing DJ Pickett the 5 over Jaden Daniels, and college hockey trying to flee Saturdays for Thursdays.
That sentence is the house explaining why it gets to starve you the second you stop feeding it.
Break it down.
Books want volume from people who treat parlays like lottery tickets. Somebody shows a real process and the account gets clipped.
Then they act shocked.
Kalish is not confused. He built the machine. He is just tired of noise from the people it spits out.
Harsh.
Massachusetts forced the issue June 1st. Tell limited bettors within 48 hours exactly why the hammer dropped. Personalized.
Fanatics notice about potential arbitrage positions leaked.
Whole thing lit up again.
And his defense?
Risk management. House edge. Card counting logic. Same speech every time.
I hear you, but every book protects the edge. Limitation itself is not some brand new crime.
No. Calling winners bank robbers is contempt, not risk talk, from a guy still sitting in the room.
Scoffs. So the sharp just eats the ban and smiles?
He said actual sharp gamblers have counterparties and outs, meaning if you need the retail window, you are already the mark or the thief.
That's cold.
Once you have to write the reason down in 48 hours, the story changes fast.
Transparency kills the vibes.
They cheer loser volume on television and punish competence in the back end.
I get the anger. Still, casinos limit card counters every night and nobody frames it like a moral collapse.
Casinos do not run national ads begging you to be the hero of the group chat and then
yank the account when you actually are.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, casual fan question. If winners are that dangerous, why take the bets at all?
Because the squares fund the building, and you only have to starve the few who figure out the math.
There it is.
Laughs, bank robbers. Cannot stop turning that line over.
It will age like milk.
Good. Let it. Next one has me fired up in a totally different way.
Jersey numbers.
Lane Kiffin looked at a 5-star corner promise number 5 on signing day and decided a Heisman winner's feelings do not get veto power.
DJ Pickett.
Kid has worn 5 since he was 4 years old. Brian Kelly's staff dangled it to get him to Baton Rouge in December 2024.
Then made him play in 3.
Because Daniels never greenlit the handoff, and Kelly wanted the same soft freeze he put on Joe Burrow's 9.
Soft freeze. Cute.
Kelly gets fired. Kiffin walks in and does the only clean thing left. Honor the deal that put Pickett on campus.
Quote it.
When a kid is promised something to come to a school, he should wear it. Not really my decision. Honor what he was told.
And a week later?
Commented a week ago. Moving forward. Brevity. No apology tour.
I hear you, but Daniels won the 2023 Heisman, threw for 3,812 yards and 40 touchdowns, ran for another 1,134 and 10 scores, left as the number 2 pick.
He earned the legend.
He did not earn a permanent shrine on a single digit?
Correct. LSU retires 1 football number. Billy Cannon's 20. Everything else is head coach discretion.
Exhales. Recruiting promise beats alumni pride. That is your whole religion today.
100%. You do not bait a kid with 5 and then hide behind a Heisman veto after the fact.
Says who?
Says the coach who actually has to keep the next 5-star from smelling the lie.
Fine. I will give you the cleanliness of it.
But?
But legends still move ticket lines and highlight packages. Ignoring that is pure coach brain.
Coach brain is how you keep the roster.
Moving forward. He really said that.
Love it.
Of course you do.
Curveball time. College hockey wants to hand Saturday to football and live on Thursday nights.
David Carl.
Far as Friday-Saturday goes, he thinks Thursday-Friday would be even better because Saturdays in the U.S. are all college football.
Diagnosis I buy.
Prescription I hate on contact.
Come on.
You do not grow a sport by surrendering the one-night families still treat like an event.
Football owns Saturday night, though.
Owns the night, not the afternoon.
Mike Kavanaugh already said it.
Big proponent of Saturday afternoon games. Attendance fantastic. Why are we playing 7 o'clock on a Saturday and taking families out of it?
I hear you, but Carl is staring at revenue and eyeballs and choosing not to walk into the punch.
No. Fleeing the weekend turns you into mid-tier streaming scrap. Afternoon is the window. Steal it.
Sighs. So the growth plan is just earlier.
Branded afternoon. Kids in the building. Stop self-sabotage.
That part one will take.
Thank you.
Ledger time before we get soft.
Yesterday I took SD over NYM. Padres 5, Mets 2. Cash.
I had NYY over BL. Yankees 3, Baltimore 1. Also cash.
Laughs both hit. I will still gloat. 16 and 5 over here.
13 and 8. My only excuse is you got the prettier final.
I will take pretty.
New card. Give me PHI over MIA.
Give me LAD over COL.
Course special. Bold.
Tomorrow we dig into whether that Ohtani bullpen just flipped the MVP board for Real. That's the rundown. Same time tomorrow. Bring your takes.